It was a good night, maybe even a great night for the NDP with three victories. Leader Alison Coffin held St. John's East Kittyvitty, beating out Liberal George Murphy. Jim Dinh walked away with St. John's Centre, and Jordan Brown defeated Cabinet Minister Graham Leto in Labrador West by only 5 votes, which means an automatic recount. NDP leader Alison Coffin joins me live in studio. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning, Patty.
Riding high.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a massive night. There was people saying that the NDP might get shut out.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was every opportunity that you might get shut out. So how do you characterize last night's results?
Well, I think that that just proves that people want something different and New Democrats have what they what they're looking for.
What time did Mr. Ball call you to try to form some sort of coalition or a voting bloc?
I haven't got the call yet, but I imagine something is coming sometime today.
Everybody's leaning on, you know, the Eddie Joyce and Paul Lane as independents and what balance of power they may hold. Mm-hmm. What are the prospects of some form of working together with the Liberals so that the people could be governed versus go back to the polls?
Well, I certainly think that we're open to talking about some of the options that we have. I know there's an awful lot of things in the budget that we can change that not even going to cost very much. We have some legislative change we'd like to put forward, we'd like to move on. Certainly like to put a gender lens on the budget. That hasn't been done, so we want to do a gender-based analysis on that. I'm delighted to hear that they are willing to give $5 million to the arts. That's wonderful.
We'll call it following your lead. It's one of those issues on the campaign where people were maybe a little bit frustrated.
Absolutely.
With how that was happening.
Yeah.
Jess Crosby last night in his speech was defiant, to say the very least, and once again reaching out to the NDP for their support. Now, I know math is hard, but even if you get the two independents and the three NDP, it's still 2020. What's the prospects of working with Jess Crosby and the Conservatives?
Well, I can't promise working with anyone. I know that we have some things that we need to get across. We need to ensure that all decisions put people first, and I'm willing and open to talk about how we can make that happen.
What are your priorities?
Absolutely. Gender equity is going to be one. Labor is a big thing for us. We want to sort out this health care and the lack of staff. That thing really needs to be sorted out as well, and we need to put women's issues first.
Where do you start with that? Because we can talk about legislation for pay equity, mm-hmm. which I think is manageable and overdue.
Yep.
But otherwise, cultural and attitudinal is probably going to rule the day. So how do you start dealing with women's issues outside of the legislation on pay equity?
Well, there's a number of things we can do. We can certainly start increasing the profile and the effectiveness of the Status of Women Office. Certainly, they can do a lot towards education. We can do a lot of outreach work there as well. And even putting women on agencies, boards, and commissions. Zero cost associated with that. But it means that there is a voice there. And when you start seeing that change, it makes a difference. And being a woman leader, that also makes a difference.
People like the sound of a minority government. Sometimes it might be a case of be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the appetite is of people to see the parties work together in some form or fashion versus what could be the possibility of going back to the polls as early as the fall?
Oh, my. Going back to the polls is a little nerve-wracking right now. But I'm certainly willing to work together. But I think everyone's very clear and they understand that New Democrats stand for something that's very different than many of the other parties, and I think they're going to have to realize that some of these things need to be incorporated into the way we do business.
I'm not going to ask you to pick a political side, be the Conservatives or the Liberals, but there was the tale of two very different speeches last night.
Mm-hmm.
Premier Ball looking for partnership and collaboration. Jess Crosby saying that he's going to, in essence, do everything he can to topple the mm-hmm. government. Which of those sides, and it's not about Ball or Crosby, which one of those is more in line with the NDP's thoughts on moving forward?
Oh my, that's a difficult question. I haven't heard either one of those speeches, but based on your summary, I don't think that it's going to be effective or productive or it's going to be very useful at all to tear down the government. That's not a reasonable approach. I think working together is going to be the way that's going to get us through all of this. We have some very hard decisions to make. We've been at a standstill for quite some time now. I know when I was talking to municipalities, Newfoundland and Labrador, they're very concerned about their tendering process. That's been brought up solid for now. Now we're going into a position where we have no budget. The budget hasn't been passed right now. So I would hate to see any of those processes slow down even more. So I think the best thing to do is to work together. But time will tell. It's still only early.
It is only early, but of course, these things in the best interest of the people have to happen sooner than later.
Absolutely.
A minority government puts a lot of power back into the backbenches,
mm-hmm.
puts a lot of power in the hands of the parties across the aisle from the minority government,
mm-hmm.
Liberals. That also brings about the prospect for more pork barrel politics. And at this day and age, when we're talking debt and deficit, which we didn't talk about enough in the campaign
mm-hmm.
trail, how worried are you about that?
Well, given that I have a fair bit of power in this, I'm going to have a fair bit of say in this. this, I'm going to be very concerned about those things. As you notice, the few things that I'm suggesting that we would like to have incorporated into it, many of them are very low-cost issues already. Legislative changes, very, very low-cost. Some of these we'll see accrued into the economy a little bit later on. I've got some, also have some really good ideas about how we can actually improve the economy, and I'd like to incorporate those things into it. And again, not really high-cost items, so I think we can probably manage this. And of course, I'm very concerned about debt, so overspending I'm going to be acutely aware of.
And momentum is everything in politics, whether it be for rebuilding district offices, campaign fundraising, which we hope is dealt with also in the very near future. What does it mean for momentum for the NDP? Because it's hard when you're building from St. John's out versus being able to, when Mitchell Moore won in the Northern Peninsula, had a chance to build down, had Jordan Brown now in Lab West with an extraordinary result. We'll see how it with Sands recount. What does it mean for momentum for the party?
Well, I think that I'm on a roll, and I'm really looking forward to getting out there. I've seen so many people that are very interested in having New Democrats there. A lot of people have already reached out to me, and we had 14 candidates, so I can go back there. There's pockets of support there. I can start in those places, and we can build out from there, and that's all across the province.
Alison, congratulations on your seat win in St. John's East Kittyvedy. That was a tough opponent in George Murphy. And three, it's amazing. We're looking at the landscape after last night, and I think it's clear to say that the big victory remains in the hands of the NDP last night. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We're delighted.
That's Alison Coffin. She's NDP leader and the MHA elect for St. John's East Kittyvedy.